Geezer jock, like jumbo shrimp, seems like the ultimate oxymoron, but it's the name of a new magazine devoted to older athletes. Although most of the stories are about competitive athletes in their late 50s to early 80s, the magazine counts as a geezer anyone over 40. Magazine co-founder and editor Sean Callahan joins me now to explain. So, Sean, am I already a geezer?
Well, how old are you, Debbie?
I'm 41.
Well, I'm 40 myself. I guess I don't consider myself a geezer either.
I certainly don't.
But I think that in society, at least before the past 10 years or so, I think most people gave up competitive sports by the time they were 40. And so that's what we're trying to emphasize with this geezer jock, is that people don't have to give up competitive sports or staying active or fit once they reach 30 or 40 or whatever. You can keep going. You can run track and field into your 80s and 90s. You can do master swimming until the same age. It's a brave new world.
Geezer jock sort of conjures up an image that almost seems at odds with itself. How did you decide to call your magazine that?
Well, we felt like geezer jock, despite being kind of like a stick in the eye, was a better way to get across the kind of sea change that's gone on in society, where people don't give up the games they love that they played as a kid. And so by putting those two words together, I think we changed the meaning of what a geezer is, and we also changed the meaning of what a jock is.
So is this a new thing? You say there's been a sea change.
I think there has. I think of my grandfather, and the only game he really played aside from pinochle was golf. And my father, he still runs, and my mom stays fit, too.
So how old are your parents?
My parents are 64.
I noticed that in your magazine you're tackling a pretty broad range of issues. There's even an article, pretty timely, I guess, about doping among older athletes.
You'd think that people wouldn't be cheating once they got to be over 50 or so, but it's not true. I guess there is a small contingent of people who are taking banned substances and are being caught for it. And they get banned for 2 years from competition.
Can you tell me a story about one of these older athletes and what they're doing, anything that inspires you?
Well, one guy that I've known for a while in covering this is a guy named Milt Silverstein out of Fredericksburg, Maryland. He's 85, and he hadn't been running for a while because he had about 3 or 4 years. He had some trouble with some medication, but he came back in his age category. He won 3 golds and a silver, and I hope to be like Milt someday.
Sean Callahan is co-founder and editor of the Chicago-based Geezer Jock magazine. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you. My pleasure.